Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. The reading of God's word will be done by the worship leaders, first in Chinese and then in English.
Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the God, of our God, will stand forever. We're delighted today to have Reverend Jin Chung bring today his message, Worship, Rebuilding the Church, Part 2.
Good morning, church. On a personal note, this morning's worship, three songs.
I feel like we can do that all day. We would love to sing and bring psalms to God and to one another. Thank you for preparing and practicing in the morning. But did you know that one of the songs required two pianists? I don't know how they do that. But it takes a lot of work. So we thank you for your service. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Lord, we stand before the finished work of our gracious Jesus Christ for our salvation. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit poured out on that first Pentecost, the same Spirit raised Jesus from dead, you would grant every one of us not only clarity of mind, but fire in our hearts. That we may understand the depth of his suffering in this Lent season and the height of his victory as we approach Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. Now, if you have your Bible with you, raise it up high so I can see.
如果你有帶聖經的,可以去拎高給我看到你有帶聖經.
Good.
Oh.
Perfect. We're getting better.
我們不錯.
We had about one or two people last week, and we now doubled by 200%.
咁我哋呢,上個禮拜呢,好似得一兩個人,而家今次呢,有200%去多咗啦.
Since it is a short passage today, why don't we open our Bibles together and read it once more together with me?
讓我們一起的,打一個聖經,讓我們一起去再讀這個以賽亞書第六章1至8節.
I believe that you have your Bible open to Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. Let's read it with one voice together in English. If you can read it in Chinese, that's okay. Ready, set, go. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings, two covered his face, two covered his feet, and two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongue from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sins atoned for. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Now in the year of 740 BC, the nation of southern Judah lost its king. His name was Uzziah or Uzziah, and he had been reigning for 52 years. That's almost the whole generation, entire generation under one king. And then he was gone. The strong, prosperous, faithful servant of the Lord and the king of the people of Judah is now gone. The throne was empty. So the people of God asked the question every generation asks when the foundations cracked. Who is in charge now? Brothers and sisters, does that sound familiar? Maybe not a king.
可能这个不是一个国王。
But a leader who's gone to be with the Lord.
但是说可能是一个的领袖他已经是回到主的当中。
A church that is crumbling from within.
可能说一个教会也从内边已经是枯竭了。
The worldly culture that is turning hostile to each other.
或者当中的文化也都有改变。
And some of you may know better than others what it's like to live in the ear that something died.
或者你觉得你都可能都知道话点样咩个活着一个一年比一年好似死一样。
But when we talk about church,
但当我哋讲到教会嘅时候
，we must be careful.
我哋要小心
，because we're not talking about bigger or better buildings or better leaders or more programs.
我哋讲嘅教会唔系话要更加嘅去大，更加嘅建筑系更加荣美，更加嘅多嘅活动。
For this true church worshiped in spirit and truth,
当一个真正的教会是应该有属灵的在里面。
It is built by God's word and His spirit.
而一个属灵的教会是应该有神的灵和有祂的存在。
Not hammers and nails.
不是说因为有钉和有根有这个在当中。
Not strategy nor leadership style.
不是说因为教会当中有哪些领袖或者有什么策略。
But Jesus.
但因为这个教会是有神。
In today's text, we see how God reveals His person or the church or the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
而今天我早上我睇呢个嘅经文就话点样神点样将佢要重建当时嘅教会。
And from verses 1 to 4, we see the first step is to see the glory of God.
而我睇由一至四节当中睇嘅时候，就睇到就话神点样去向到基督嘅荣耀。
You see the verbs from verses 1 to 4, we see a grammatical shift in his in the Greek, Hebrew verbs.
咁又喺连一至四节嗰度睇，一开始讲就话由呢个好有动作性嘅，睇到点样嘅系点样去静止。
We see action verbs turning to static description of God.
喺呢入边当中嘅动词入边当中系好似喐紧嘅时候，但系静止落嚟。
King Uzziah died.
就讲到话呢个嘅乌利亚呢个王系死咗啦。
A historic king who ruled and reigned and successful in success.Died and passed into history.
就话呢个好成功嘅、好伟大嘅王，佢挂奔死咗。
But what does Isaiah see about the Lord?
但系以赛亚佢入边讲到乜嘢咧
？He is still sitting.
以赛亚讲到话，呢个真正嘅王仍然系在。
His robe is still filling.
佢话呢个王仍然都系在嘅。
The seraphim, six-winged creature, are still standing.
佢话讲到话，当中入边嘅撒拉佛仍然嘅喺当中系企次立。
Everything is present and continuous still.
地上嘅王系死咗，但系天上嘅王仍然嘅系仍然都系常在。
Even though the king Uzziah died, our heavenly Father in His throne is not panicking.
虽然地上嘅王系挂奔，但系天上嘅王。仍然嘅同在系冇呢个嘅系恐惧。
His continuously yesterday, today, and tomorrow reigning and loving his people。
仍然嘅天上王，昨日嘅、今日嘅、永远嘅，仍然都系同在爱佢嘅子民。
Now John chapter 12 verse 41 tells and describes this Isaiah scene like this。
而约翰福音嘅第十二章第十一节去讲到呢度嘅当中。
The Lord sitting upon a throne is no other than Jesus Christ Himself.
当以赛亚看到这个主高高被居起的时候，他看见是耶稣基督的荣耀。
When Isaiah saw the Lord lifted high,
当以赛亚见到这个主是被高举的时候，
He saw the glory of the pre-incarnate Son.
他就见到这个道成肉身的儿子。
And this son one day would empty himself of that glory.
这个儿子就是有一天会是倒空他自己的荣耀 而是钉在十字架上。
And handed in to carry that cross for us.
就是高举这个十字架。
But to him of the glory, the seraphim, the burning ones cry, Holy, holy, holy.
就是荣耀之前面有一个的两个的撒拉法，这个就是这个燃烧的，仍然可以说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
In the biblical and Hebrew, this is the triple repetition of a superlative
grammar usage.
希伯来文当中要讲三次呢个字眼，系一个好特别嘅代表性。
Whenever you see a word repeated three times in Old Testament,
当在这个旧约当中，特别嘅系讲三次嘅时间。
Think of it as the highest possible degree of that quality.
系讲到就话好特别嘅，好着重嘅一个意代表。
And when it's geared toward God Himself, think of it as a category of no other.
特别系讲就话呢个除去之外系并冇朋友嘅。
But in verse 4, in that shouting of who God is and His holiness, we read the foundation shakes.
如果我哋第四节嘅睇到就话，当佢讲要神嘅荣耀嘅丰富嘅时候，讲到呢个殿嘅根基去震动，亦都系点样？殿嘅当中充满咗云烟。
Foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of God.
就话呢个殿嘅根基都要震动，震动要去呼叫神嘅荣耀。
When is the last time you ever felt that your body was shaking from something?
你有冇上一次谂下，你几时嘅会系好震动、好震惊嘅去谂到啲嘅嘢？
I pray that as we go through this season of rebuilding worship, or as the community of worshippers,
特别系讲到而家嘅，我哋呢几个礼拜讲到嘅，点样去重建呢个教会。
I pray that nothing but the fullness of His glory be a shaking to you.
就话我祈祷就系话神嘅呢个荣美，呢个荣耀系真系好震惊嘅、震动嘅喺你嘅心嘅当中。
And I want to challenge you by looking at the Hebrew verb that is being used in verse 4.
又特别嘅去挑战你去睇呢个第四节嘅一个字眼。
The house was filled with smoke.
就话呢个殿嘅当中充满着嘅云烟。
You see, it tells us the worship that we are seeing on the heavenly court by seraphim is not a one-time event.
就讲到话呢个嘅主入边嘅崇拜嘅当中，唔系话系一次嘅。
This is what seraphims were always doing since inception.
呢个就系一个撒拉法呢个嘅不断嘅去做嘅喺一个崇拜当中。
Even right now.
甚至系而家,
even before you were born,
甚至系你出世之前,
even after you die,
或者你死之后,
seraphim will be always worshiping our God.
就话撒拉法系继续嘅，不断嘅会系敬拜神。
So Grace in Motion worshiping community, our question is actually not whether God is being worshipped by us.
所以个问题唔系话我哋嘅崇拜系咪俾我哋去神系俾我哋去敬拜咧？
Because there are many churches around the globe, there are many saints, including angels and seraphims, are worshiping Him even when we are not.
所以咧就话，当我崇拜时候，就算我哋唔系崇拜时候，呢个天使都仍然系崇拜，世界每个角落、每个教会都同一时间嘅一齐去敬拜。
The question becomes whether you have seen the worshiping body of Christ or not.
就话你系咪肉眼见到我哋一齐有人去敬拜神？
Exodus 33 would help us to feel the weight of what Isaiah was experiencing.
而出埃及记33章去讲到，更加去俾我睇到。
Moses has just interceded for rebellious Israel.
而当时呢个嘅摩西啱啱咧就系为到当时以色列人去祈求。
Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
帮佢哋祈求，点解咧？佢哋去做错嘅事。
Moses is exhausted.
摩西已经系筋疲力尽。
He is desperate.
佢好迫切。
So he makes one of the most audacious requests to Holy God. Show me your glory.
所以特别嘅去为到人去祈祷，为一个好大嘅祈祷。
And God says, "You cannot see my face and live."
话求你去显现你嘅荣耀俾我睇。
But God hides Moses in the behind of rock and lets him see his back as he passed by.
而神亦都系显现喺俾摩西睇，但系佢背住俾摩西。
And after that, Moses comes down from the mountain.
而当摩西之后睇到神嘅背脊之后，之后佢落到山啦。
And people found out that his face was shining so brightly that the people beg him to put a veil on.
而就见到人就见到摩西块面去发光，光到咧人咧要求摩西，你可唔可以把块布去遮住你块面
？Brothers and sisters, the lovers of God.
我哋弟兄姊妹啊。
If the back of God's glory does that to Moses,
如果神嘅背面，连到个摩西块面都可以咁光嘅时候，
what does the full unveiled glory of the enthroned Christ do to Isaiah?
如果能够正面睇到神嘅时候，块面，人会点样咧？ 人会系被歼灭。
But yet only the safe, only an entire world and universe only safe place to see God's glory is hidden in the rock of our Jesus Christ.
就是唯有怎样的方法能够,能够去看到这个神,就是唯有透过这个,背着在一个,磐石的当中。
Just as Moses had to be hidden in the rock to survive even the passing of God's glory, seeing it from his back, Christ is our lock, our rock, that we are hidden from being dead.
就是摩西当时要去匿埋在个石后边，个罅先能够睇到神呢个咁荣美嘅背脊，而我哋都要去点样去能够睇到神，就是、要透过呢一个嘅磐石，呢、这个磐石就系耶稣基督。你系咪爱神咧？
Do you love God to the point where you want to see His glory？
你系咪爱到个地步，你想见到佢嘅荣耀咧？
Only way to do that is to be rooted in Christ.
唯一个方法就是要透过主耶稣基督。
But I hope that you do love God and do seek His glory and be united to Christ.
我希望大家能够去真系去亲近神，去仰望神。
Now in 1995, astronomers made a decision to point the Hubble Space Telescope at a tiny patch of dark sky.
在1995年咧，就有天文学家咧就去谂就系话。想用一个太空嘅望远镜去望一个地方。
It was completely empty.
嗰个地方咧系完全系黑掹掹冇嘢睇嘅。
And colleagues thought they were wasting 10 days of most expensive instrument in the whole world in history on searching for nothing.
就话呢班嘅天文学家就用咗十日嘅时间去望用呢个咁贵嘅望远镜。去望住一个黑掹掹乜都冇嘅地方。
But when the exposure was complete, the image revealed over 3,000 galaxies in that tiny dot.
但佢哋之后将呢个嘅影像去曝光，而反而系见到差唔多入边当中系有3000个嘅星系。
Each of them containing hundreds of billions of stars.
而每一个星系当中入边有好多千千万万嘅恒星。
What looked like empty spot or darkness was actually filled with an unimaginable glory.
当我睇到一个好似好黑暗睇唔到嘅时候嘅地方嘅时候，其实入边充满着我哋想唔到嘅荣耀。
And it's been there all the time, even before they were born, even after, and even today.
而呢个我哋睇唔到嘅荣耀，其实喺我哋出世之前、出世嘅时候、以后，其实已经喺度。
The problem or question we must be asking is not the absence of God's glory or absence of God's leader.
我哋嘅问题唔系话点解呢个嘅荣耀系好似睇唔到。
The problem is our limitations of vision.
问题系其实系我哋自己，我哋睇嘢系有限。
The problem is inward-looking telescope that you made on your own.
问题就是我们自己内心里面这个望远镜，我们反而将这个望远镜只是望到我们自己的内心。
But my challenge to you is turn the telescope 180 degrees upward.
而我希望你挑战你，就话将你这个内心里面的望远镜去180度的扭转去望出。
Not just a wide visions of many stars, but one specific telescope that focuses on the throne of God.
而希望你能够去扭转呢个内心入边呢个嘅望远镜，去望住神嘅荣耀。
Because throne of God was never empty.
因为喺神嘅权位当中，系永远唔会有倒空嘅。
Even seraphims are singing holy, holy today, now.
因为呢个就算系而家时间，呢个撒拉佛都仍然嘅去唱圣哉圣哉圣哉。
So do remember when earthly thrones and kingdoms collapse.
所以大家要记住就话，就算系地上嘅国王系崩溃嘅时候
，When Uzziah died.
当呢个乌西亚死咗
，When the culture shifts from one to the other.
而当时嘅文化由一个文化转向另一个文化嘅时候
，It's not because the glory is no longer available.
唔系话因为呢个嘅神嘅荣耀唔喺度啦，已经。
Isaiah 6 says, "When things change."
当以赛亚书第六章讲到话，当事变去事去改嘅时候
，the body of Christ must focus on its head, Jesus.
我当有时间有改变嘅时候，我哋嘅注目应该系望着主耶稣基督。
And understand what really matters to us is not empty, a vain glory, for what Christ has done.
不是说去看当中有什么特别，而是要看到就是耶稣基督的宝座的荣耀。
In short, have this vision of Christ at all times, my friends.
让我们每时每刻的将我们的注目都是摆在耶稣基督的当中。
You will be going through tough seasons and good seasons and through the green pastures, through the valley of shadow of death.
无论是什么时间，无论是这个过着一个困难的时间，或者是青草地，我们都要仰望主耶稣基督。
When that comes,
当这个时间来到的时候，
When that time comes, do not lose sight of Christ.
就说当我们有困难的时候，不要去忽略耶稣基督。
Do not fall for temptations nor trials and suffering.
让我们不要在这个挫折当中去跌倒。
Now, in verse 2, in verse 5, we see something that happens naturally next when we behold, when we have the vision of Christ.
而我在第五节看到就是说，当我们俯伏在神的面前，
What happens to Isaiah is that the holiness of God, the worshipping vision of Christ, humbled him down to a great degree.
就话当好似以赛亚当中话，当佢哋当佢临到神嘅时候，即系睇到耶稣基督嘅主当中嘅时候，佢能够神系能够去谦卑佢嘅心。
Verse 5 he says, "Woe is me, for I am lost."
佢第五节讲就话我祸灾，我灭亡了。
For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
哦，因为我的嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
How does he know? Because I now have seen.
他怎么知道？因为他已经看到
the King, the Lord of hosts.
因为他看到这个神的荣光。
You know, and we all know, Isaiah is actually, he is the God-appointed prophet who has been preaching for years.
大家知道就是说，以赛亚已经是神被拣选这个先知，他是神所被拣选的，去讲他的说话。
Let's get this straight. He's not pagan. He's not a Gentile.
啊，以赛亚唔系一个嘅外邦人。
Who is he?
啊，以赛亚系边一个？
He is the prophet for the whole nation.
佢系呢个成个国家边当中嘅先知。
Not just a small congregation or one tribe, but the entire nation of Israel was under the instruction of God through this person called prophet.
就是这个以赛亚不是只是一个小族的当中的先知，而是一个当时整个国的当中的先知，他代表神的说话。
Yet,
但是仍然的，
when he sees the Lord as he truly is,
当他看到这个神真正的神是怎样的时候，
the first words that came out of his mouth are not praise or doxology.
他第一句说话不是说去赞美神或者去高举神。
They were a crying and tears.
以赛亚当他看到神的时候，第一句说话就是他很伤心，去呼喊。
He's to be destroyed, to be silenced, even to cut off, being cut off forever.
就话他讲第一句说话就话他要去被消灭，他去祸灾。
Why?
点解呢？
Because he's ruined.
因为他已经是被破坏，
because he is unclean,
因为他知道自己是不洁，
because his eyes have seen the king on the throne,
因为他已经亲眼见到这个王。
The same light that reveals God's glory reveals God's, reveals Isaiah's guilt.
因为这个神的荣耀是直接给他以赛亚看到他自己的罪。
The same light that we see God's glory is actually exposing Isaiah's personal and Israel's corporate guilt.
而在以赛亚都睇到当时嘅以色列人嘅以色列人民嘅罪，亦都睇到佢自己嘅罪。
That's why he says, "I dwell among a people of unclean lips."
所以佢自己睇到就话，我都系住咗一个不洁嘅人嘅民中。
How many of us can relate to Isaiah this morning?
我哋在座当中，其实好多人都可以，边一个都能够好似以赛亚咁样。
Have you encountered God in His Word and in His Spirit to the point where you're 100% sure you're ruined?
你冇再好似以赛亚咁样，当你睇到一啲嘅经文或者听到神一啲嘅说话，令到你自己都好似以赛亚咁样，啊，我灭亡啦。
And you might be wondering, if that's the way that we are to encounter God, who wants to meet Him? Who wants to come to Him?
所以有人有这样的反应的时候，我会问自己话，哪一个会系想好似以赛亚咁样去面见神呢？
Well, Peter knows exactly what it feels like.
而彼得嘅喺个圣经当中都好似有同一个嘅感受。
In Luke 5, Jesus suggests use Peter's boat as a floating pulpit, and after the sermon, he tells Peter to push out into deep water and then cast a net there.
而喺个路加福音第五章当中嘅时候，耶稣就同彼得讲。就用一个船好似一个漂浮嘅港台当中讲完之后啦就叫彼得啊你将喺个水嘅心中去抌低把落网去打鱼。
Peter knows that's not gonna happen.
啊彼得就觉得冇鱼落啦咪冇鱼打啦。
He spent all night trying to catch, cast a net and caught nothing.
彼得就心里去怀疑当中，点解？因为佢成晚已经去打鱼，但系一条鱼都打唔到。
But he obeys.
但系佢仍然嘅去听耶稣基督嘅话，去落网打鱼。
And the net feels so fast they begin to tear apart.
而鱼而当时嘅反而嘅就话佢打好多鱼，鱼多到连个网都可以裂嘅。
The boat would start sinking because of the weight of the fish.
就话个船都要好快要想沉啦，点解？因为太多鱼捉到。
And what was Peter's response then?
而当时彼得嘅反应系乜嘢啊？
He didn't say thank you for the fish, Jesus.
佢冇同耶稣基督讲话多谢你俾我鱼。
He said get away from me.
佢话耶稣基督你离开我。
He falls face down.
佢去跌倒。
He's kneeling on the floor.
佢跪低喺个地上。
Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.
他说主耶稣基督你离开我因为我是一个罪人。
Because when we truly see Jesus as who he is, you do not feel great about yourself. I'm sorry.
因为我若然我们亲眼的能够真的见到耶稣的时候我们不能够有好好的感受。
And please don't use the identity of Christianity or being a Christian to make yourself feel good.
不是因为我觉得我是基督徒应该我见到神是很开心。
What ought to happen is rather you want to distance from him.Because he's too holy and I'm not.
原来你真正是基督徒的时候，原来你真系见到耶稣基督的时候，你内心入边系充满着呢个嘅感受，系要离开神。点解？因为我哋有内疚。
You feel the gap.
我哋好内疚。点解？因为我哋同神嘅规个距离系好远。
Utterly undone as you read in Sermon on the Mount.
因为我哋内心入边系觉得好内疚，我哋要同神去疏远。
Brothers and sisters, modern surgeons have a tool called.Fluorescent guided imaging.
咁而家其实现代嘅手术嘅医生其实咧有一个方法叫做荧光导引嘅影像。
But what it does is they inject a dye into your system and flood the surgical field with near infrared light.
咁啊做手术嘅之前咧，其实咧佢哋咧会将一啲嘅荧光嘅液去打喺呢个病人嘅身入边当中。
And under usually normal lighting, the tissue looks perfectly healthy, but the moment infrared switches on, cancerous tissues begin to show up.
咁打咗个荧光液嘅当中，有个人嘅身体嘅时候，普通嘅光嘅时候，呢个皮肤嘅组织睇落好似有啲冇乜分别。但系当用呢个紫外光睇嘅时候，呢个癌细胞就出现啦。
If my definition is not clear enough, we have a medical professional who can do a better translation here. And thank you so much.
冇办法。
So what happens is the tissue of cancerous tissue has always been there, but with that fluorescent guided imaging, it now glows with the special lighting of into your body.
所以个普通癌症嘅细胞喺个皮肤喺个组织嘅里边当中，用肉眼系睇唔到嘅时候，但当打咗呢啲特别嘅荧光嘅液体嘅时候，喺个紫外光下边就会仍然好清楚睇到啦。
What actually changed is not your tissue, but the lighting.
这个当做这个方法的时候不是说你的组织有什么改变其实变的是用了什么光。
And with this special light,
这个特别的光
what the patient could have lived with the comfortable ignorance is now exposed to the surface with devastating clarity.
这个病人好像很安乐的去活着不知道发生什么事但当这个真正的光去照到的时候他知道自己有癌症。
With the holiness and light of God that revealed God's glory to Isaiah, it did not suddenly expose Isaiah's sin.
当神这个光特别的去照到以赛亚的时候没有立刻去照到以赛亚 的罪。
Meaning, it did not make him more sinful than who he is already.
这个特别的歌不是说令到以赛亚特别的多罪在当时。
Because he was always a man of unclean lips.
以赛亚已经当时已经是一个不洁的人。
But the light of God's absolute holiness did what no moral or ethical teaching could do.
但是说当神的光临到以赛亚的时候就将这个他的当中心里面的罪去显现出来不是说他用什么书本能够去明白。
And this is where rebuilding worship begins.
这个就是我们要去重建教会重建这个崇拜就是这样开始。
And it'll take us not to self-esteem, but to self-knowledge of sin.
不是说我们要去自信心的怎样去面对而是给我们自己认知其实我们内心的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊,
Do you come to worship to feel good about yourself?
你是不是来到教会当中崇拜，令到你自己内心里面觉得好
点? Because you had a long week and you had a tiring week, you have been exhausted. I need rest. Is that why you are here? Then welcome. You are at the right place.
是不是说你过了一个星期，你觉得好疲倦啊？我在内心里面，我想来到教会当中，令到我觉得舒服点。你是来到一个啱嘅地方。
But don't cover up your pain.
但是不要去因为来到教会当中去遮盖你的痛苦。
When the light of God shines onto your heart, there is no hidden parts that could be hid from him.
当神的光来到你的当中的时候没有一样东西能够去遮盖。
And don't feel embarrassed, nor don't feel that you feel like you're exposed, because that's the beginning of restoration God has for you.
不要觉得因为来到教会当中将你自己内心里面的丑恶 去给人家可能会见到而反而要知道其实在这个教会当中神的光让我们明白我们自己是哪一位。
When was the last time by God's grace you were undone of yourself?
你没有上一次想想几时是神的光神的话语令到你自己能够反省呢？
If worship never brings you to your knees,
若然崇拜当中神的话不能够让到你去屈服的时候屈膝的时候
If the light of God's holiness has never exposed your sinful nature
若然神的光不能够将你的罪显现出来的时候
Then it may be perhaps that you have never actually encountered Christ on the throne
所以若然你不能够去看到自己的罪的当中的时候你这个崇拜你可能这个相信仍然的未能够去完全明白
Perhaps you have settled for an idol.
可能仍然的觉得、我内心里面当中的偶像是 OK 可以给我
Perhaps you have settled for a small God enough to make us comfortable.
或者我们可能会觉得一个小的神一个我相信的小的神能够去帮助到我
But God of Isaiah 6 that Isaiah worships and Seraphim worships do not leave you comfortable.
但是这个以赛亚所说的神当中里面这个撒拉法的神是当中不会令到我们只是看到我内心的罪而只是没有做什么。
He breaks you to rebuild.
这个神真正的这个给我们看到就是我们需要觉得自己是需要去重建。
And that breaking part is necessary to everything that follows.
就是说我们需要的 去重建我们要见到自己的破碎
What happens after the most honest confession of sin done by Isaiah in verses
6 to 7 就在第六第七节就在这里说这个就是怎么样以赛亚的怎么样去求这个赎罪
Seraphim flew to him
这个就是说这个的撒拉佛、去到以赛亚的当中
And he took in his hand a burning coal from the altar
就在这个坛上面取了这个的红炭
And it touched the Isaiah's lips
就是将这个红炭去掂以赛亚的嘴
And then spoke words to him
就说跟着跟他就说话了
He flew, he took, he touched, and he said
就说他飞下来拿低掂到跟他说
After Isaiah confesses sins, he does nothing
当以赛亚他 去求认罪的时候
I mean, in verses 6 to 7, seems like everything is now done by seraphim from God.
当你看第六第七节的时候，就是说每样嘢都是从这个天使撒拉法去做的。
After beholding the beauty of Christ and the light of his holiness, and after confessing his sins, knowing that he is far from being perfect, God takes care of it afterwards.
就话去认罪，佢知道自己嘅丑恶，而之后神就点样去临到当中。
The seraphim flies to him, and every verb that is being used from these two verses belongs to the heavenly agent.
啊，就话呢个撒拉法点样嚟到个当中，将呢个嘅罪去解决。
And actually, the place that call is coming from is the altar. The altar is the place of substitutionary sacrifice.
呢个就系话呢个嘅撒拉法去攞呢个炭，呢个炭系从呢个坛上面攞落嚟嘅。呢个坛就系去就话旧约当中点样去解决。
The very thing that fixes Isaiah, the very thing that restores Isaiah's confession and broken heart by the holiness of God does not originate from within his heart.
以赛亚他解决这个罪的问题的时候，不是从他自己内心去自己去解决这个问题。
So this cannot be a symbol of emotional passion or his religious fervorance or his endeavors.
不是说完全单靠他自己内心里面怎么去反省去解决人当中罪的问题。
Nor coal is not something that's floating around the air and then all of a sudden seraphim comes and snatch it and put it into Isaiah's lips, but it comes from the altar.
里面当中讲的红炭当中不是说这个撒拉法这个天使怎么在空中去捉了跟住摆喺个以赛亚嘅嘴度，而系喺从呢个圣坛嘅当中去取下。
It is drawn from the place where innocent blood was shed。
就话将呢个坛嘅上边，将呢个红炭摆喺人嘅嘴中，呢个坛就话又系从呢个从无罪嘅当中嘅血去攞落嚟。
Where the fire of God's justice consumed a substitute, so that sinners like you and me and Isaiah can continue on.
就是神用这个公义的火去消灭这个代替者，而之后将人的罪能够去全部。
Place where guilt was removed, where sin was atoned for once for all by the blood of Christ.
就话将这个地方这个祭坛，就是这个祭坛，就是将这个罪是一个代替品当中的血所流去拿出来，将人的罪去得到赦免，一次过的赦免。
The coal touches his lips.
就话这个红炭掂到以赛亚的嘴。
And it is the deepest part of his body, that's the most unclean part of his body.
就是觉得因为这个他的嘴是一个最不洁的地方。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if you are a Christian growing and growing to be Christ,
既然你是成长的，成为基督徒,
who have not yet felt the weight of your indwelling sin, then come before the throne of Christ.
如果你从未觉得你自己在自己内心的罪的当中的时候，要需要临到主的 圣坛当中的时候。
If you are a growing Christian and you did feel the weight of your sin, indwelling sin of your mind and action,
如果你也是譬如说你是一个基督徒的，但你仍然未去深信你的罪是得赦免的时候。
My encouragement to you is now specifically enter into the place of sacrifice where Jesus was died.For your sin, don't just hang around in the vicinity of the holy of holies, but enter into the place.
所以弟兄姊妹，我去提醒你，就是去鼓励你。若然嘅今天你仍然都系有咁嘅时候，我鼓励你去入呢个至圣所。喺呢个至圣所嘅就系将人嘅罪去解决嚟到呢个当中。
Because Christ's once for all sacrifice on that cross does not expire.
因为这个至圣所就是耶稣基督的能将去罪一次过的去解决。
The same blood that called you out initially, I don't know how many, many years ago, from the world to make you his own person and child, still is sanctifying you now.
而最初这个耶稣基督的血，去最初的将你去拿出来，去拯救的时候，同一个血去将你去成长。
And let me encourage you by saying that the strength that you have or faith that you have for God is not actually what's sustaining you.
就俾我哋知道就话，唔系话我靠住我自己咩能力去解决呢个问题。
It's not your faith, but God's faithfulness for you.
唔系话系因为我哋自己内心入边嘅信心而去解决呢个内心罪嘅问题，而系耶稣基督神嘅信心去解决罪嘅问题。
But if you never have trusted Christ in your heart,
但若你未从前未相信耶稣基督的时候,
You've been going to church for all along, and yet you are still struggling whether Jesus is your Lord and Savior when you look around your life.
仍然你仍然是糾纏，覺得不知怎樣去能夠去明白這個神的時候。
Then my encouragement to you is to know Isaiah was a prophet.
讓我去跟你說，以賽亞是一個先知。
A great prophet, actually.
他是一個很大的先知。
But he could not clean himself.
而他自己這麼大的先知，他自己都不能夠去解決到他自己的不潔的罪。
So what can clean you?
有什麼能夠去將你自己去自潔呢?
What makes you think things outside of God can make you better?
有什麼你覺得除了神之外，有什麼能夠真的幫到你去潔淨呢?
The coal is from the altar.
這個紅炭是從這個聖壇當中取下來。
And it is freely given to you by the finished work of Christ.
這個是因為耶穌基督的工作是白白的取下來給到你。
But if you are afflicted Christian today, and if you are crushed by the guilt,
但若然你自己覺得被內心當中的罪去抑壓你的時候,
you're so discouraged that whether God can even use you,
我覺得我內心裡覺得很沒信心, 究竟神有沒有真的可以用到我呢?
Then I want to point you to verse 8.
我希望能夠去看第八節。
The man who says, I am ruined a few minutes ago is now saying, Lord, here I am, send me.
剛才他說到以賽亞說，我已經滅亡了，但是接著下一句就說到，我在這裡，請差遣我。
The defiled lips is now volunteering.
這個壞的嘴唇的人，他自己自願的去跟隨神。
A silenced man is now asking to be a spokesperson.
他靜默的人，現在希望成為一個代言人。
But here's where this, we must be very careful, because this is perhaps the most mispreached verse in Isaiah 6.
但其實我們要好小心去看，因為在第八節當中，很多人誤解這個意思。
There are many sermons that treat this as a heroic moment of human decision and determination. Lord, here I am!
很多人誤解，以為人自己去反省，自己有很大的能力，主任我在這裡。
If Isaiah can step up, you can, so step up.
若然以賽亞能夠自己說我能夠搞定的，我去做的，我都可以去做。
But that kind of reading contradicts everything that we have seen in the previous seven verses.
若然真是這樣的時候，我剛才所說的第一節、七節完全是相反。
Because Isaiah's response was purely a gift of grace from God.
因為以賽亞所說的就說，我能夠所做的是因著神的恩典。
In verse 5, his old self is mortified.
他說第五節說我自己的是不足不好的。
And in verse 6 to 7, his new life is given by the touching of the coal from God himself.
而第六、第七節說到，這個生命是能夠得到一個新的生命，因為這個碳碰到我。
Only then next does he respond.
所以說之後才能夠，因為碳讓我有改變，我才能夠去做到。
And here I am, the statement of here I am is actually a result of joyful overflow of person's will who received the liberating grace.
這個第八節講的就是說，我在這裡是一個充滿著恩典，充滿著一個感恩的回應出來的。
In 1722, there was a young German nobleman named Zinzendorf.
1722年有一個年輕人叫做多夫。
And he stands before a painting of Christ being crucified by Domenico Fatti.
多夫就站在畫像前面，這畫像就是耶穌受難的畫像。
And beneath of that painting, there is an inscription that says, This I have done for you, what have you done for me?
這個耶穌基督受難的畫像下面有一個字眼，就說這是我為你所做，你為我做些什麼呢？
The power of that question is often misread by many people.
這句的字很多人就誤解。
What actually moved Zinzendorf was the indicative of God's that inscription saying, This I have done.
這句很多人誤解，但我們要看就是說，第一句就是說，這是我所做的。
But most people focus on the next part. What have you done for me?
但呢就是说很多人看就说究竟你为我做什么
What actually moved Zinzendorf was the nail, the thorns, the blood, the finished work of Christ.
就是说其实我们应该看就说是耶稣基督的宝血他所做的一切
And from that on, later he wrote, he could not just live, no longer live for himself.
他明白就说他之后我去睇到呢个耶稣基督嘅画像之后，佢唔能够再
只
为咗自己而活。
Because now he understands as a clear picture of what God has done for him, he devotes his life to sending missionaries around the world.
因为佢明白耶稣基督为到佢所做嘅一切，而之后佢将佢嘅生命都系交俾神，佢将佢所有嘅资产都系卖出去。
And that's the beginning of Moravian movement.
而就系话佢话去卖晒佢资产去支持当时嘅宣教士。
So, brothers and sisters, my question for you today is,
所以今天早上弟兄姊妹，我想问你一个问题。
God has sent his son on to be died on the cross.
神去差遣耶稣基督独生子死在十字架上。
Do you see Jesus on that cross?
你自己有没有见到耶稣基督在十字架上呢？
If God sent Jesus into this world, where is God sending you?
既然神去差遣自己独生子嚟呢个世上，你睇唔睇到神差遣你去边一度咧
？Maybe it's not a mission field.
未必一定话去做宣教。
Maybe it is your neighborhood.
可能系你个社区。
Maybe it is not your family.
或者系你个家庭当中。
Or maybe it is your workplace.
或者系你个工作嘅地方。
Wherever it is, the pattern that we have seen in Isaiah 6 is the same.
无论喺边一度当中嘅时候，同一样嘅，好似以赛亚一样。
You are enabled to go.
神已经俾你有能力去做。
Because first you saw the beauty of Christ.
因为首先你已经见到神嘅荣美。
And in that light of glory, you also saw in that light how broken and sinful you are.
而跟住喺到呢个光，呢、这个光照射到你自己嘅。永远的不足这个破碎
So you confess your sins before God and he came to rescue you from the altar
因为这个破碎你见到这个破碎当中你不能够自救唯有靠着这个火炭这个耶稣基督能够帮助你
Once your guilt has been removed
而之后你的罪才能够得到赦免
Once God who sits on the throne says whom shall I send
你见到就是神就是在坐在这个宝座上问你的问题就是我能够差遣谁
You get to say, here I am, send me by his grace, not by your power.
就话去因着咁，你先能够去讲，就话你去差遣我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊
，The true worship by which God rebuilds his church, is seen in Isaiah 6 in four steps.
就话喺呢个第六节嘅当中睇到呢个嘅人呢个嘅崇拜有呢个改变重建。
We see God's glory.
我睇到神嘅荣美荣耀。
We are broken by His holiness.
我哋因着佢嘅圣洁，我哋系破碎。
And we are healed by His wounds and His sacrifice.
就因着佢耶稣基督都能够去得到呢个嘅创伤，呢个牺牲得到医治。
Then we serve by His grace.
之后我哋先至能够去有呢个靠着恩典去被差遣去做工作。
If your Christian walk has gone to be bit stale.
既然你我哋做基督徒之后，我哋嘅侍奉觉得好似好静态咁样，唔喐啦。
It may be because you probably skipped a step there.
或者我哋系当中系我哋有一部分我哋冇明白。
Perhaps you have been trying to serve without ever being broken.
或者你系咪尝试你从来都冇去内心入边有破碎而尝试去侍奉。
Perhaps you have been broken but never received the call.
或者你从前的你内心入边破碎，但系唔能够明白神俾你呢个嘅拯救。
Or perhaps you received the call years ago, but have been sitting in the temple ever since, never answering the call.
或者你好多年前你已经系接受呢个拯救，但系你仍然嘅即系留在当时嘅当中，冇去回应，要去点样去做侍奉。
But let me encourage you today.
但弟兄姊妹，我去鼓励你。
You have to read the whole chapter.
你需要去睇成个嘅诗篇，呢个章数。
And at the very end, you see God telling Isaiah his preaching will fall on deaf ears.
就话呢个讲到就话会神嘅会去讲到同你讲说话。
A nation will be felled like a tree cut to a stump.
就话呢个国呢、这个话去到话呢个各国呢、这个嘅国家都会系被 消滅，消滅到好似去到呢個嘅樹根當中。
It sounds like the end and the failure of his ministry.
睇落好似話呢個去到呢個各國都能夠去到個樹根下面當中啦，好似有一個失敗。
But look at the last line.
嗱，最後睇到最後乜嘢
？God says the holy seed is its stump.
就話呢個嘅呢個聖潔呢個根苗。仍然嘅喺个根喺个树根当中，仍然都系生长。
And that stump is Christ.
啊，就话呢个嘅苗就系呢个神嘅耶稣基督。
The visible kingdom of Israel will crumble, and temple would be burnt down.
啊，就话呢个殿会系被破，呢个国家会被破碎。
But from the stump of Jesse, a shoot would grow, and the true Israel, the true temple, the true holy seed would come.To save us.
就算是每一个国家都是去破碎的时候，但是这个神仍然在这个根基当中，仍然在这个根基当中会长苗帮助大家。
Dear church,
大家弟兄姊妹啊
，The throne of God is not empty.
神的国度不是空的。
The throne of God is not empty.
神的国仍然不是空的。
Christ reigns yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神的去高举掌权，就昨天、今日、永远。
God says, "Whom shall I send?"
所以神问我哋当中时候，我究竟可以差遣谁
？Go back to the first step of Bill seeing the glory of God in His throne.
所以就话我哋首先嘅第一步就要翻去睇，我哋要睇耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
Let us pray.
一齐祷告。
Dear Lord, as seraphim cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
就话呢、这个撒拉法都系讲就话要圣哉圣哉圣哉。
We come to you.In the light of your holiness and glory and our sinful nature.
我们在这个罪的当中仍然在你的面前去求你的宽恕。
Show us your glory in Christ.
求你在耶稣基督当中给我们有一个拯救。
Allow us to love you and others as you love us and others.
让我们能够去学习你爱我们一样好像我们能够去爱别人。
And allow us to see inside of us how far we have fallen short of the glory of God.
让我睇到自己内心里边当中，我哋嘅内入边系几咁嘅跌倒。
And let the confession of David, waiting for the Lord, may be our confession.
让我哋嘅求主，你去宽恕我哋。
As we wait Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday.
就算喺呢个五旬节嘅当中，或者呢个嘅受难节嘅当中，系更加嘅去求你主你当中。
Your Holy Spirit on the Pentecost to.Formally establish your very first church.
让你的荣耀都能够当中。
Send us as you have sent your son to the world.
求你去差遣我们，像好像你当时当年你咁样差遣你独生子耶稣基督。
We love you because you loved us first.
我们去爱你，因为你先去爱我们。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。